diğer çıkartıcılar da öyle yapıyoruz. Ulema-i kiram, ustaz, which is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the opportunity of listening to our esteemed ustaz, Mufti Yaqub Wali Saab, who has graced us with his great presence. He is my ustaz, and he is the dada ustaz of all you small children here. So my ustaz is here, who I learned from, and inshallah you will learn more from him than what I learned, inshallah. So I don't want to take too much of your time. First, we will start with the recitation of the Quran from one of our own very Hafiz Yusha Khan Patel, who had started and completed his hifz in this madrasa. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him and his brother with the wonderful opportunity of becoming the protectors of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make each and every child of ours the protectors of the Quran in all its facets. We call on Hafiz Yusha Khan Patel to recite a few verses of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه فرفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from strength to strength and meet him and accept him for the khidmat of deen and all the children who are here. Alhamdulillah, also it's a very momentous occasion for us today as a madrasa and as a community of Bangalore. Whenever a child achieves something, whenever our children complete the school, when they graduate from primary school, we become very happy. When they matriculate and pass with flying colors, we want to throw a party, etc., etc. But there is no greater occasion than having our child complete the recitation of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, through the tawfiq and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of our students, Qasim Hassan, is completing his nazira. We call him in front to complete his recitation in front of the ulama, in front of the kuffat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this Quran as a means of his protection, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him, give him and all of us the tawfiq to practice upon the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم عانس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لي حجتي يا رب العالمين.
ما شاء الله. Allahumma jazakallahu khairan. Allahumma subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the means of his najat and experience najat in this dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pass him from strength to strength and accept him for the khidmat of deen. Without further ado, it's a very proud and momentous occasion for a community when we see our children. And we should encourage our children when they complete the Quran and encourage them in the recitation of the Quran. And this also should be an encouragement for us as adults to ensure that we recite daily the ayat, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without further ado, we call upon our Ustad Yaqub Jamil Barakatuh, who has come to our place. I can't say shores, he's coming from a shore. We are Indian, so I can't say coming to our shores, but Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab has been there in the town of Harding and Port Shepstone. I had the good fortune of studying under him when the madrasa first started in Harding in 1997. The madrasa that he is running, the Darul Uloom, is in existence from 1997, and Alhamdulillah, it has outgrown the small place of Harding and they have moved to Port Shepstone. And Alhamdulillah, very great work is taking place. Mufti Saab is running the Darul Uloom with the help of 12 other asatiza. 8 of them are Muftiyan Kiram. Many of them have graduated from the same institution. Many Huffaz are also studying there. And students from over 17 countries are studying the Alim Fadil course in that place. Mufti Saab and his team also are doing fantastic work in the Ilm of Deen. Outside Port Shepstone, they have in Malawi 25 maktabs, the madrasas like these, with over 3,000 children there. Also in Phuket, in Thailand, the students who studied under him, they are under his auspices. They have opened madaris in Phuket, and alhamdulillah, many other parts of the world, students are coming in, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the madrasa from strength to strength. And it is only through their tawajjuh and the du'as that we are here sitting able to teach our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Mufti Saab's coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq to understand and open our ears of the heart for the advices that Mufti Saab will impart to us. It will be a very short program, and inshallah, after that, we request each and every one of you sitting here to please take part of the meals that will be served. Jazakallah khair.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. First and foremost, I would like to make supplicate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that gives me ikhlas in these few words. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. As an ustad, it gives me great joy to come here today. And not only that, Maulana is my brother-in-law as well, alhamdulillah. And Maulana's father is my father-in-law and the founding spiritual mentor, our spiritual mentor and a founding person of our Darul Uloom that we had started in Harding in 1997. When we were starting the madrasa, he came up to me and he said, these people are offering you the place, don't say no, you must take it. That's what he told me. 25 years later, alhamdulillah, we took the place, the madrasa started rolling, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Ta'ala expanded. And before he passed away, he told me that, Maulana, please make sure you build a madrasa. The Darul Uloom, alhamdulillah, has grown quite big now. We have students from all over the world coming to study Quran and Hadith. So before he left and departed from this dunya, 2-3 times as a wasiyat, Maulana said, please ensure you build a Darul Uloom. So with the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, last year we done the commencement of the Darul Uloom, and today it's gone quite advanced in the construction as well. So I'm just telling you where the stream and link weights, I'm just putting the time, all the dots for you, so you can understand my joy of coming here today is twofold. Number one is that alhamdulillah, our students, wherever they have gone, it has been embedded in them the love of the Qur'an Kareem, as well as that they have to give back to the community and they have to give back to the institution, because you can't pay your ustad back in any way monetarily in this world. You can't. No student can ever pay his ustad back in any way, monetarily or financially or whatever it is, you can't pay back. The payback an ustad generally looks for is to see the children and the students who have graduated going to the field and uplift the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That brings immense amount of joy. You go back into the field and teach somebody how to read Quran Sharif, teach somebody how to read the Kalima, teach somebody how to read Salah. That brings immense joy. When you're a young person, your brain doesn't work properly. You are more inclined towards the world and accumulation of the world and accomplishing so much in the dunya, which is not a bad thing as long as it's done within the framework of the Sharia, but you're focused in that direction. But as you get older, you come to the realization that that's not the essence of why I've come to this world, just to accumulate wealth of the dunya. That's not why I've come here. There's more to it than that. Allah Ta'ala has sent me here for His ma'rifat, for His abdiyat. And those people that are busy looking after the Qur'an-i Kareem and teaching the Qur'an-i Kareem, they are considered as the best of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that impart knowledge of deen, Qur'an and hadith, that is the best majghala, the best profession a person can spend his time in imparting Qur'an and hadith. There's nothing better than that. So it brings us great joy to see that alhamdulillah, the people of this area are benefiting from this maktab, and it's growing from strength to strength. And alhamdulillah, children are being able to read Qur'an Sharif, looking inside, memorizing the Qur'an and Kareem. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that the Qur'an-i Kareem, we are not preserving the Qur'an-i Kareem, actually. The preservation of the Qur'an-i Kareem, we are not preserving the Qur'an-i Kareem. Allah is preserving the Qur'an-i Kareem. The truth of the matter is that the Qur'an is preserving us. We are not preserving the Qur'an. The Qur'an Sharif is preserving us. I haven't seen in my lifetime any person that he makes khidmat for Qur'an and Allah has deprived him in this world. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it. If a person serves the Qur'an Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of every worldly need of his in this world, as well as in the qabr, as well as lofty maqam in the akhirah. And what Hassan Basri rahmatullah says is very profound advice. Because sometimes, you know, shaitan plays in our mind that if I have to educate my son or my child and make him an alim, what his future is going to be like. So let me just tell you from my own personal self, in my family, all are professionals. And I was the most naughtiest of everyone. These children are nothing. They are like angels, mashallah. You see? But Allah Ta'ala had written that I must go to India to become a hafiz. So I went there and I saw how the Quran was being recited in a different dialects. And I was really amazed with that. And I made a decision that no, I don't want to go back to school. I rather go in the Darulun and study and learn this science. And it was the best decision I've ever made, I could have made. That was only from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I look back, I would have done it over 1,000 times again, the same thing. If you have to give me today the whole dunya wa ma fiha, the whole world and whatever is inside, in exchange of the dawlat of Quran and hadith, I'll tell you, jazakallah, you may keep it, I don't need it. And just today, one brother was telling me, he built for an alim a house. He doesn't even own a house, he doesn't have nothing. He built a house for him. And that alim, he said, you know what, you built this house for me, but I actually don't need this house. You might as well donate it to the madrasa or something like that. I don't want to have any possessions of the dunya, because it's of no need for me. What's going to take it between my qabr in the akhirah? So yeah, I don't even discard that. If you look at the life of my teachers who have taught me, they never cared about this dunya whatsoever. They had no inclination towards it. Zero inclination towards the dunya. Day, entire day and night was in the preparation for that life after. And Allah Ta'ala, look, makes dua for the children who are learning the Qur'an-i Kareem. Even the ants in the ground, the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, they make dua for the people that are learning and teaching Qur'an-i Kareem. Hazrat Maulana Masrullah rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to South Africa, so in one of his bayans of his Dr. Ansar Sahib gave me one kitab. He said, these are the bayans of Maulana Masrullah rahmatullah alayhi when he came to South Africa. In that kitab it was written there that the reason why the fish make dua for the students is because to the burger of the students, Allah gives the fish its rosy. All the students who are reciting Quran and Kareem morning, night, learning how to read and all that, that is not a small thing. It is a great thing. There was one buzurg, when he passed away, somebody saw him in the dream. So they asked him that what happened on that side when you went there. He said, Allah made my maghfirat. Asked him, why did Allah Ta'ala make your maghfirat? He said, because I taught one student Suratul Fatiha. Because of that, Allah has made my maghfirah. So the true value, we can't actually see it in this dunya. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great saint and wali of his time, he was a maktab teacher. And you had a person who was teaching in the maktab. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thami, rahmatullah alayhi, would come and take bayat on his hands. And even my father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he taught, Maulana's father, he taught in the maktab for 40 years. 40 years teaching children how to read the Quran Kareem. Now can you imagine this important education that is being imparted? I'll just give you one small example. Just take a dog for an example. A dog, the Shariat has called it najis. It's napak, it is dirty. Actually, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says it's najishul ayn. It's just like a pig. There's no difference between a dog and a pig, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. Right? You're not even allowed to keep a dog. In the Hadith Sharif, it came that if you keep a dog in your house, the rahmat, the farishtas of rahmat won't come inside. If a dog is in your house. Yes, if you keep a dog for guarding purposes, it's okay. If you keep a dog, you know, to watch over so that thieves don't come and break in, it's fine. But you can't keep a dog as a pet. It's not permissible in Islam to keep a dog as a pet. But you take that same dog, which Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi considers najisul ayn, and we Hanafis, we consider the saliva to be impure. That dog now, can you imagine? You're allowed to send it to hunt. You teach it how to hunt. You gave the knowledge of hunting to that dog. Then you send the dog out to go and hunt. And the dog kills an animal. And before you could go and slaughter that animal, the animal dies. The Sharia says that that dog now, that animal that the dog killed, that is halal, tayyib for you. You can eat that meat, consume it, even though you did not slaughter that animal. Now the question arises, a dog you said is napak and najisul ayn, now it's killing an animal, but you are able to eat it without even slaughtering it. Why the fazilat all of a sudden? The answer to that is because you educated it. To the barakah of the education, Allah elevated the maqam of that dog. Just by educating it, the dog's maqam became so high that you can keep it for hunting. And you don't even have to slaughter the animal if you can't reach it. Allahu Akbar. So if that is the maqam of a dog which Shariat affords, can we imagine what the maqam will be of those ulama-i-kiram that have sacrificed their entire lives of teaching the Quran Kareem and imparting this knowledge of Quran and Hadith to the next generation? Can we imagine their maqam in the akhirah? There is no monetary value to it. Zero monetary value to it. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for those people. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. On his deathbed, I said that when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and he said, what happened? He said, Allah ta'ala said that if I wanted to punish you, I wouldn't have given you the ilm of Quran and Hadith. If it was written in your taqdeer to get punishment, I wouldn't have even given you this. So the fact Allah chooses people to serve Quran and Hadith is very important. Now I want to just make one important point. See here, this is a first level of ta'lim that we are going through now. Every child must have this knowledge of the basics of Islam, of how to perform salah, how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, all this here. So we are giving great importance to the Quran, but together with that, diniyat is also compulsory, especially as far as this level is concerned. And on top of that, after we finish, this is only a stepping stone. A lot of parents, they say, okay, mashallah, I've made my son a hafiz. That means they fulfilled all the responsibilities as a parent to that child. Then after that, the child progresses and goes into the school and the university. But his tarbiyat hasn't been made properly. He's not grained properly. He's not grounded properly as far as tarbiyat is concerned. He has an impressionable mind. And he goes into that environment of total freedom. That same Hafiz al-Quran that we have, mashallah, created in a madrasa so many years, when he goes in that environment, because he's not interacting with Ahlullah, with pious people, he's not staying in that environment, he starts getting engulfed. He's a human being at the end of the day. His mindset starts changing. He becomes negligent towards the Quran. All this starts happening because he's not getting that environment. That environment is essential. That environment needs to be created in our homes. So tomorrow if our child is put in those schooling environments, we know to some extent, inshallah, those children have been brought up properly. They have been trained properly. The mahol is in the house properly. They're going to the ulama. When the father goes for fajr namaz, he takes his child also for fajr namaz. Make sure. So you make your tarbiyat of your child. Making the child a hafiz is not sufficient. And also, there should be a quest for ilm. Allah says this in the Quran Sharif, that these are his words. Now, mashallah, Mawlana Zainul read a beautiful, I always appreciated his qira'ah. You're very fortunate. We're missing it on that side, actually. It is beautiful Quran, mashallah. We miss it on that side. Imagine you enjoyed the Quran, but you never understood a word of it. Now, isn't that a deprivation to some extent? We enjoy beautiful Quran, the imams read so beautiful, we can listen day and night. But we can't understand one meaning of one letter of the Quran. Let me tell you, in our Darul Uloom, there are people who have graduated at the age of 71 and 75, became ulama at the age of 75. People graduated at the age of 50. Because why? They decided talab came in, that alhamdulillah, I've accumulated, I've done a few things for my world, I have passive income, whatever it is. Let me now go and get a better education of Quran and Hadith, and then see. Then you'll actually enjoy, then you'll come to the realization what it truly is all about. So we haven't even touched the surface or the iceberg atop of the mountain. Nevertheless, we would like to encourage that these children tomorrow grow up into good Muslimin and people who are devout Muslims, making amal on the Quran, practicing the Quran, learning the Quran, imparting the knowledge of the Quran-e-Kareem for generations to come, so that we remain steadfast in these times of trials and tribulations where we are being attacked, our iman is being attacked left, right and center. I would like to congratulate all the children who come here to this madrasa, to the teachers of this madrasa, to the parents of this madrasa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every person's love for giving, for bringing the child. That's also important. People don't care about the children today, but you brought your child to the madrasa. It also speaks volumes for the parent, that how much love he has for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sure, grow up your children with proper deeni ethos and consciousness, that become righteous Muslims, going to the Ahlullah, staying in their company, letting their piety rub off onto us. That is so important. May Allah give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq and unite us all, inshallah, in the akhirah, in the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus al Na'im, wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, biyadika alkhayr, wa anta ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alfa alfa marrah. بعدد كل ذرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أنت مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ونستغفرك. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. والله accept our coming to this town. Ya Allah, accept the students of this madrasa. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the parents of these students. Ya Allah, make them be a means of beacon, Ya Allah, of taqwa and hidayah, Ya Allah, and give ilm and nafir. Ya Allah, make us all pious. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making amal, cherishing the Quran, cherishing the sunnah, cherishing the sharia. Ya Allah, make our homes of peace and tranquility. Ya Allah, make it a place of maskan of muaddat and a maskan of muhabbat. Ya Allah, and deen consciousness. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of abstaining from all forms of guna. Ya Allah, all forms of sin that's going to bring your wrath. Ya Allah, and Mawlana Zainul, Ya Allah, give him barakat in his life. Ya Allah, take maximum work from him and his asatiza. Ya Allah, with acceptance and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah, and make it a means of rafa'i daraja for his parents and his asatiza in the akhirat as well. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, do not deprive any Muslim, Ya Rabb. Ya Allah, shower your mercy on all of us. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimeen. Ya Allah, all of the marahim of the akhirat, make it easy for us. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, grasas jannatul firdaus al-na'im. Ya Allah, Ya Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, whatever broken effort we have done for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah, we accept it, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, we accept it, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there are billions of weaknesses that we have, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but you accept us, you accept our children, you accept our grandchildren, Ya Allah, save us from our nafs and shaitan ke phande se, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, we are incapable of doing this, Ya Allah, you choose whoever you wish, Ya Allah, choose us, choose our children, choose our awlad, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Kareem. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Request of people to just remain and take part of the meals. Also a reminder that after Isha Salah, today Mufti Masihullah will give a talk in Masjid Al-Kawthar. The topic is the Abrahamic Accord. Many people don't know what it is, but it's quite important as Muslims to understand what this new concept that is being promoted in the Middle East, especially to justify the Zionist agenda. So we need to understand what's going on in the world as Muslims. Let us attend that lecture after Isha Salah at Masjid Al-Kawthar. And tomorrow, inshallah, both the Muftis will be giving bayan, one in the Jummah Masjid, one at Masjid Al-Kawthar. And tomorrow, after Isha Salah, there will be a program given by Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Saab Ahmad Barakatuhu in Masjid Al-Firdaus after Isha. We request one and all to come and take part in that lecture.